There is a time of year in New York when, even before the first leaf falls, you can feel the seasons click. The air is crisp, the summer is gone, and for the first night in a long time, you need a blanket on your bed. It brings up other needs as well.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Is this who I think it is?
Who do you think it is?
Princess Grace of Monaco.
She's dead.
So you can understand my surprise. What's shaking, kid?
It's fall.
I thought it was still Indian summer.
Uh-uh.
Well, then I guess I should take off my moccasins.
Are you still smoking?
Yes and no. I'm bad.
Are you alone?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't sleep. I'm feeling a little lonely. Do you ever feel lonely?
No.
Can I come over?
Sure.
To be clear, it's just to keep each other company.
Well, I always enjoy company.
Get it while it's hot.
I thought it was just a company visit.
All your furniture is gone.
See? This is why I'm leaving New York. The crime.
Leaving New York?
I'm moving.
You are not moving.
Tell that to my realtor in Napa.
Napa as in California?
I bought a vineyard. Well, half a vineyard. Technically, it's 3/4 of a vineyard, but there's a dispute over a hillside.
Take this pizza and put it someplace. Wait. Moving when?
Monday at 5.
And what, if I hadn't happened to call tonight, you were just gonna quietly go away without telling me?
I'm not big on goodbyes. Who would have called you?
From where? A wine vat somewhere? You can't leave New York. You're the Chrysler Building. The Chrysler Building would be all wrong in a vineyard.
Arrivederci, baby.
But why?
I'm tired of old New York.
Well, if you're tired, you take a Napa. You don't move to Napa. Cocktail.
And downtown, another woman was feeling deserted.
Hey, gorgeous.
Don't gorgeous me. You're 3 hours late and I've eaten half a box of chocolates. When I get cellulite, you'll have no one to blame but yourself.
I got held up at the hotel.
Richard Wright, the telephone. Have you two met?
I was busy.
I don't appreciate being kept waiting, especially when I have a gift for you.
Is this an actual gift or are we talking sex? Oh. What's the occasion?
It's National Richard's a Prick Day. I saw it and I thought of you. Do you like it?
Very much.
It was the closest Samantha had come to giving her heart to a man in a long, long time.
I think it would be perfect right there.
You kept nothing to sit on, but you have your records and a turntable?
I know what's important.
Blood, sweat, and tears? Wow. Shouldn't this be in a museum?
Be nice.
Henry Mancini. Exactly how old are you?
It was my parents, and don't knock it till you've heard it. Here.
Thank you. Hey, easy, Pops.
Just give me the record.
I've been thinking. You can't slink out of town this way. We have to do it upright. A proper goodbye. You, me, New York. You owe it to us. And by us, I mean New York and myself.
How's that wine?
Mm-hmm.
It's from my vineyard.
In that case, I hate it. You can't be serious.
Wait.
I'm crossing you in style someday.
Nope. It's a classic. Listen.
You heart.
This was my parents' favorite song. They used to put it on before they went out on the town.
I'm going your way.
Listen. Did you hear that? Two drifters. When I was little, I thought it was two twisters. You know, the twist. It was the 60s. And my parents had the moves.
My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
See? Got you. That's it. You can stay.
No. I'll see you Sunday night. Don't disappoint us. And by us, I mean you and me. That pizza will be fantastic for breakfast.
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
The next morning, I broke the big news.
Going, gone. It's the end of an era.
I'm always surprised when anyone leaves New York. I mean, where do they go? The real world? A homeless man showed me his dick on the way here. It doesn't get any realer than that.
Big wasn't even going to tell you?
Nope. He said he'd call, but what if he didn't?
It's like those guys you have the great second date with and then never hear from again. I pretend they died.
Okay, now the tough question.
Should you sleep with them one last time?
Exactly. Going out of business sex, what do we think?
No.
Okay, quick draw. Give it a second here.
No.
We like each other. We respect each other. It could be nice. Romantic.
No.
You had sex with Steve.
Uh-huh. Sex with an ex can be depressing. If it's good, you don't have it anymore. If it's bad, you just had sex with an ex.
It wouldn't be bad.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Aren't you afraid that the sheer force of it all will just pull you back into all that big stuff again?
No, he's not Niagara Falls.
Isn't he?
I love you, sweetie, but you're not giving me any credit. This is not 2 years ago. Things have changed. I'm different now. Big and I are different. I feel safe around him. He's like this great man in my life, and he's leaving.
Use a condom. That's all I'm saying. Well, I don't know how you survived any of it, Big or Aiden. This love stuff is a motherfucker.
Did you just say love?
Oh, what the hell. My name is Samantha, and I'm a loveaholic.
Hi, Samantha.
It's so infuriating. I mean, where can this possibly go? No one actually makes these relationship things work, do they?
Sure, I think they're the same people that leave New York.
I'm just really surprised Big is moving. I always thought... Never mind.
You always thought what? Never mind.
I just always thought that you two would end up together.
How?
I don't know. Yes, they made mistakes, but they were never supposed to be together. If she was going to wind up with anybody, it was Aiden.
This is all very informative.
You don't have enough distance to have sex with your ex.
Okay, thanks for the sound advice, Mommy Biggest.
Well, I haven't had sex since my ex.
Oh, honey, you should get on that. It's the only way to move on. Use a condom.
Later that night, I got to thinking about fate. That crazy concept that we're not really responsible for the course our lives take, that it's all predestined, written in the stars. Maybe that explains why, if you live in a city where you can't even see the stars, your love life tends to feel a little more random. And even if our every man, every kiss, every heartache is pre-ordered from some cosmic catalog, can we still take a wrong step and wander off our own personal Milky Way? I couldn't help but wonder, can you make a mistake and miss your fate?
If you look at how brilliantly Monet suggested glimpses of sky and the luscious tactile quality of the canvas, you can see how he established his fate as one of the true poets of nature. And my personal favorite.
Charlotte's fate led her to the Museum of Modern Art.
Follow me and we'll move on to the Pollock. Weren't you here last Sunday?
Yes, I was. I love the Impressionists. And I'm trying to get up the courage to invite you to dinner.
Oh, that's very sweet, but...
But you have a boyfriend, right? How could you not?
Oh, actually, no boyfriend, but I was just separated, and I'm not really ready to date yet.
I totally understand. I threw a divorce last year. I'm Eric, by the way.
Oh. Viewing Jackson Pollock's One is an almost overwhelming ex...
And speaking of overwhelming exes, there was Charlotte with his mother, Bunny.
Oh, I detest Monet. Such a sap.
Mother, you have simply got to learn how to form an opinion.
Okay, enough Pollock. Follow me as we move on to Paul Gauguin. Now... Come on. I changed my mind. I'll have dinner with you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone.
In order to avoid her ex, Charlotte ran all the way into the Expressionist era. And up on the Upper West Side, two other exes were dealing with A, B, and C.
Connect part C with bracket B and both three.
Okay, now you're not even making sense. I can't be right. Connect part C to bracket B. Using bolt three. Hand me bolt three. Aren't you going to point out that you were right?
Nope. You got 40 pounds on me.
I was thinking of Danny.
Danny who?
For the baby, Danny. Hops.
Huh, Danny. I like that.
Did you have any other ideas?
Paul.
Paul? Huh.
Paul's, you know, a big name in the Brady family. You know, my dad and my granddad.
Well, Paul.
But yeah, they're dead. I mean, you didn't even know him. Danny's better. Hey, Danny, you want to go shoot some hoops? Sounds right.
Good.
Wow. You're making something for little Danny.
Don't cry, Steve.
Sorry.
Gorgeous. I've got work to do here.
You went out of this, just say it.
I don't want to have sex once and I want out.
Not just once. What about yesterday?
We were at the opera.
I was bored.
I fucked you for 3 hours when we came home.
A big whoop. Why haven't you hung the hearts?
I will.
It's been laying against that wall for days.
I'm not sure it belongs here.
You mean I don't belong here?
Samantha, a stranger to love, didn't do it very well.
Oh, and I heard the weather this morning, but they didn't say anything about a shitstorm.
Where were you on your lunch hour? I stopped by and you weren't there.
I was eating.
Eating? Eating who? I saw you get into a cab with a woman wearing come fuck me heels! Listen, Richard, just tell me you're sleeping with someone else and we'll call it a day.
The hearts would be better in the den. I had a salad and salmon. The woman is a business associate. I do not want out of this. But if you do, this is a good way to go.
I'm sorry.
She was an interior designer. You believe me, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. He's plowing someone else. I know it. How could he not be? The man was a tramp.
Well, you're not cheating on him. Miracles happen.
I think he's doing it on his lunch hour. I'm going to follow him.
Oh, gee.
Oh, don't worry. You won't know it's me. I got a wig from the Raquel Welch wig line.
The Raquel Welch wig line? Sassy shag, chestnut brown, cute. Very realistic for synthetic hair.
And why would you be doing this? I can't go any farther down this love road and have my heart broken. If he's cheating on me, I have to know now.
Samantha, if you love him, don't you think there's even the slightest chance that he might really love you, too?
I stole the key from his cleaning lady. I'm going to sneak in and check his answering.
I do not have bail money, just so you know.
Oh. Hello, lover. Oh, I am needing those for my last big night on the town.
What are you two going to do?
Drinks, dinner, dancing. Very old New York.
No, I meant sex or no sex.
Oh, please, I'm just getting around to picking the shoes.
Our mistake was we never really agreed on what each other wanted out of the marriage, so...
No, right. My wife and I, totally different backgrounds, and you would think that we'd be able to see that was going to be the problem. But nope. We were in love.
Yeah, love, right?
Love is tricky. I mean, it's just... so hard to see clearly through it.
Exactly. It's like a fog or something. You're very sweet, Eric.
And after dinner, Charlotte invited Eric home for coffee and... the and being, I'm determined to move on from my ex-sex.
Wow. This place is huge. Wow. You live here alone?
Uh-huh. Not that big.
Not that big? Wow. Look in there. Was Rex like a king or something? Wow.
He's a doctor.
Wow. Look at the size of this place. Wow. I live in a studio. Wow. You're rich. Huh. My ex-wife was an Orthodox Jew, and now you're a rich girl. Why can't I ever find a woman who's compatible with me?
You know what? I'm not really feeling that well. Maybe you should go.
Jesus Christ, it's huge. It goes all the way back there. Wow.
Follow me.
Yeah, good idea.
Charlotte realized she may be ready to deal with her marriage past, but not her dating future.
I had a lovely dinner. Bye.
Contrary to popular opinion, I have decided to give myself permission to sleep with Big if it feels right. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, you're a big girl.
Can I get that in writing? Oh, man, I better stop reading before tonight. I have the most amazing shoes and water will just not do.
Oh!
What, are you having a baby or something?
Damn.
What?
And that was just a kick. Wait till the labor starts.
Okay.
I'm getting a little freaked.
Well, yeah.
Carrie, will you be in the room with me? Steve's a good coach, but he's too emotional. I'm going to need something normal to look at. It'll make me calmer.
Okay, but I'm there purely for decoration. I'm not cutting any umbilical anything. Okay.
That night, after the rain, after the dinner, after the dancing, I took Big for a ride.
I can't believe you actually talked me into this. A buggy ride in Central Park. very corny.
Nope. Classic.
So what are you going to do out there in Napa besides watch grape shrivel?
Work. Smoke cigars. Look at the stars.
I give it a week. New York. New York. Aren't you gonna miss it?
Nah. But I will miss you, Kim. Very much. Your cell phone's ringing.
I don't hear your cell phone.
Oh, Jesus, that is me. Oh, that Miranda gave me one because, you know. Oh, golly, how the hell does this do? Thank you. Miranda?
Hi, I'm in labor. Meet me at Mount Sinai at 99th and 5th.
Okay, is Steve with you?
No, he's on his way from the bar. I didn't think that I should wait.
Are you okay?
So far. Taxi! Okay, I got a cab. I gotta go.
Hi. Miranda's in labor. I have to get out of here. I have to get to Mount Sinai.
Excuse me, sir. We have an emergency and we need to get to 99th Street and 5th Avenue in a hurry.
I can't leave the park. I'll get a fine.
What's your name?
Bobo.
Okay, Bobo. Here is $400. See what you can do. Bobo.
Good.
One short carriage ride later.
So, you leave tomorrow at 5? How about lunch? I'll come over around 2?
I can't believe you're leaving me alone with a horse and buggy.
Thanks for the ride, Prince Charming.
Anytime. Carrie. First and Park, Bobo.
Boy, you will do anything to stop me from having sex with Big.
You look pretty.
So do you. Shouldn't you be lying down or biting on a leather strap or something?
I'm moving around, trying to get my water to break. The doctor says it's better than having them break it for you.
So what can I do?
When this gets going, don't let anyone get all cheerleadery on me. I don't want any of that. You can do it. Push shit.
And thus, with a destroyed pair of Christian Louboutins, began Miranda's delivery, and it would continue well into lunch hour the next day. There she was, Miss Sassy in her shag, trying to catch Richard with his lunchtime shag.
Follow that car!
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just go.
One cab ride and a breaking and entering later, Samantha found herself at Richard Wright's bedroom door.
You. It's just sex. I love you.
Turns out she was right about Wright, but now she wished she was wrong.
There! Now your heart's broken too.
Who the fuck was that?
Turns out the baby was almost as stubborn as Miranda.
You're doing good there.
That's right, she is. You're almost there. Now push, 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 push.
Nurse, don't say that.
Okay, Miranda. One more deep breath and go.
Carrie.
Oh, my God. There he is.
And he's perfect.
Yes, he is. He's perfect. Oh, he's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect.
Nurse.
Ten toes. Ten fingers.
Two balls.
Oh, that feels good.
You just...
Gary.
And just like that, life comes in and things begin to change.
This is weird. It's like suddenly there's a giraffe in the room.
Hello.
Hey, Danny.
I was thinking Brady. Brady Hobbs.
Steve.
How fabulous that. Steve.
Well, he's really teeny, and he has red hair.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God, that is so cute.
Listen, I have to go. I still have a chance to catch Big.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, here comes Raquel Welch. She'll tell you.
I'm late. She'll tell you.
Why are you wearing that wig?
Because my hair under it looks like shit.
Miranda has a son.
This is what the world needs, another man.
Oh, come on, let's go see the baby.
Wait. Okay.
All right.
Wait, wait, wait.
Had begun. Maybe our mistakes are what make our fate. Without them, what would shape our lives? Perhaps if we never veered off course, we wouldn't fall in love or have